If you're listening to me online right now, you can thank Alan Turing. Reading your email or running a sales report on your PC? Thank Alan Turing. And while you're at it, you should probably thank Alan Turing that I'm not speaking German. Considered by many to be the father of modern computer science, Britain's Alan Turing is probably most famous for his work on breaking the German Enigma codes during World War II and helping defeat the Nazis. But Turing was never publicly honored for his life-saving service to his country and the world. You see, as it happens, Alan Turing was also gay. So rather than being rewarded by the Brits, in 1952 he was prosecuted for gross indecency. In effect, tried for being gay. His sentence was chemical castration through a series of female hormone injections. 2 years later, at the age of 41, despondent over the treatment, he took his own life by biting into a cyanide-laced apple. Now, more than half a century later, after thousands signed an online petition calling for the British government to apologize, Prime Minister Gordon Brown did just that in September. In a moving tribute, Brown acknowledged the debt of gratitude owed to Turing and said he was deeply sorry that the computer pioneer had been treated inhumanely by the homophobic laws of the time. "He deserved so much better," said Brown. The same could be said for the thousands of British gay men, and Americans for that matter, who during the last century were also convicted of crimes for loving someone of the same gender. After all, it's been only a few years since this nation's sodomy laws were overturned, and there are still a great many gay people who have been burdened with criminal records, if not ruined lives, as a result of those unjust laws. Here's hoping they won't have to wait as long as Alan Turing did for the government to acknowledge that they, too, deserved so much better. With a perspective, I'm Clyde Wadsworth.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.